Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent from Missouri has launched Americans for Energy Security and Innovation, a new organization aimed at expanding support for the renewable fuel standard.
It's an organization supported by biofuel producers and investors around the country, and our purpose is to advocate for the renewable fuel standard, which is very close to my heart, and it's the reason I was approached to be the chairman of it. It was one of my legislative priorities when I served in the Senate, and I was one of the major movers, along with many other senators, including former Senator Tim Johnson from South Dakota, to pass the original renewable fuel standard as part of the Energy Policy Act in 2005.
Talent says he's been very pleased to see how the RFS has worked.
It's helped spark a revolution in value-added agriculture, which was a key for me because Missouri is, of course, a big agricultural state. There are almost 200 plants around the country producing biofuels, most of them ethanol at this point, and most of those plants are partly or solely producer-owned. So it's had the effect of strengthening family farms and done it without price supports from the federal government's agriculture policy. It's created about 200,000 jobs. Those are good jobs, most of them in manufacturing. And it sparked a lot of privately funded research in biotechnology.
Talent was questioned by the media about how this group will differ from the many organizations and coalitions already supporting the RFS.
We are going to be coordinating or working with other groups in this, and there are many good ones in this field, but I think we wanted to have an independent platform so, you know, we could engage in our own efforts and get out messages that, you know, we thought were important and that maybe weren't getting out from other groups. So we're happy to work with other people, but we wanted our own platform.
While Talent declined to identify any specific individuals or companies helping to fund the new effort, both Growth Energy and the Renewable Fuels Association have come out in support of the group. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.